I don't know if I consider this disturbing or just. So is it, I mean, am I surprised? Should I be surprised? No. Disappointed again in people? Well, yeah, sure. Why not? Doing my taxes. All right. Doing my taxes. Just got myself this year. Okay. Doing my taxes. And I get finished and it flags me. Warning. Okay. Fix the errors. All right. I'm fixing them. Okay. All right. Nobody can claim me. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. Finishing up. Warning again. Flagged. High risk. Okay. Meaning of audited, of what the heck's going on. Okay. And then I'm like, what's this? Someone has claimed me on their taxes as a dependent. Really? I mean, really? I mean, it's one thing to feel like some folks treat me like I'm dead and gone already, but it's another thing for people to literally do it and then claiming me as a dependent. Well, that's a little weird. That's a little just weird. That's all I gotta say. I don't have any other words. Weird. I don't know if that's more weird or literally having a conversation with someone. And I mean, I may be internally dealing with things, okay? But that doesn't make me mentally not still in with it, meaning extremely sharp. And I'm very observant. And I remember a lot of things, okay? And especially like if I save text messages because I'm that person at the end of the week, yeah, I'll clear them out, Got other things to do, more important. And somebody literally intentionally gaslighting me. I mean, gaslighting me. You're gonna gaslight me. I'm gonna give an example. When you know somebody says something, okay, you know what they've done, you know what they've said. It's not just once, but a repetitive, you know what someone's done and said, okay? And then you turn around and repeat it in a situation like, yeah, and then they say, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, yeah, I mean, I got the messages. You said blah, blah, blah. I didn't say that. Yeah, you did. And this is weird because it's just, I would love to say what it is as an example of what gaslighting truly is. But when you've been educated as much as I have with therapy, and you start taking terminology and you analyze it and you dissect it and you know exactly what it means. And then you get that example because you literally are put in that position again, this time after being educated to the extreme, after knowing what to look out for, red signs, and understanding when somebody lays you up like a basketball game, okay, and makes a comment, okay, and then something. Later down on the road happens, and I happen to still have the messages, and then they literally say, I don't know what to talk about. I didn't do that. I don't know what to talk about. What do you mean? I have no idea. That's not true. I literally have the messages. I was put in a position today like, this is just weird. I mean, this evening I'm finishing my taxes, and it's literally keeps butting me back out saying that, can someone claim you as a dependent? No, and for the seventh time, no. End, finish, done the taxes, state and federal. Nobody can add me as a dependent. Okay, well, my chances of somebody contacting me with IRS and the state is pretty damn high in the red. Never had that before. Well, that's gonna be a problem for whoever's claiming me because nobody should be claiming me on their taxes. And if you are claiming me, you may want to let the person know you're claiming first. Because what happens is when I do my taxes and you've already claimed me, my social security number and everything's already in the system because I haven't done my taxes yet. So for someone who has always done her taxes, as soon as it's ready to submit taxes, and I have been religious since I don't know when, I mean, I've done my own taxes for a long time. I was taught how to do taxes, not college, but, hard knocks, school book, down to school book way, old school way. All right, I used to do my taxes right away. All right. Yeah, I got bigger things to deal with. All right. I finally got to my taxes. somebody claim me as their dependent. I'm not dead yet, for crying out loud. I mean, am I surprised? No. Should I be surprised? No. How do you handle it? See, it's not about what you're dealing with sometimes in life. And when you get to a point in your life when you start having epiphanies and you start making sense of things and you figure things out, it's like great mysteries. And then you realize that it's not a point of how are you going to respond, because you're not going to respond like you have the rest of your life. The life before that you live behind you, you got the chance to respond right now, this day and present time. And I literally hit one individual up and asked them point blank, did you claim me as a dependent on anything? No, why would I? Okay, are you sure? Yeah, all right. I'm just asking. I let them know. See, I'm not letting nobody know. But if somebody claimed me on a dependent and you're listening right now, well, here's the problem. Is it's going to get flagged on your end too. So they're going to come to me and ask me point blank, did you give permission to anybody to allow you to be added as a dependent or claimed as a dependent, or do you know or aware of? No, I don't. Well, in my medical situation, I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure it out. And they're going to ask me, do you know anybody who possibly could? Here, let me give you examples. Blah, 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 blah. Yes, 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 yes. Possibly, 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 possibly. I mean, I'm not dead yet. I mean, I'm sitting back, collecting the great rewards of people who are deceased when they die, like hitting the lottery or something. I don't know. It's disturbing as hell. This is disturbing. Oh, it's as bad as somebody blowing your trust. Okay? And I'm not talking about Eric either, alright? Because everybody will go right to Eric. No, I ain't about Eric. Probably nobody ever will figure out anyway. Right? And you allow somebody to gain trust back, and then you bring something up of importance, whatever, and literally go, I have no idea what you're talking about. I have no idea. And then twisting it. And they have to think before they respond, because you're watching the response time and you know they're sitting back thinking, how do I respond without admitting, but going around the question. I'm going to give the example of gaslighting because I can't discuss what it is, but it was disappointing, you know.